Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Arielle
Hello,
with the
yes.
Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Miss Felicia Cooks. Can you assist her?
Yes, I just received the file. I'll go ahead and take it from here.
Thank you. You guys both have a great weekend and best of luck to you, Miss Cooks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And alrighty, Felicia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Alrighty, Felicia. So my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay for the most
part.
Glad
to hear that. Yeah, definitely. Now, I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'm going to be helping you get signed up. Just to let you know, some of these questions I'll ask you may sound familiar or you might have already been asked. So I do apologize for any repetition. However, it just all needs to be restated for the recorded line. But in any case, it should only take 10 minutes or so. So do you already have an attorney that's helping you file the claim for this?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Felicia, can you confirm to me under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent back any packets of information to any attorneys about this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and Felicia, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Gotcha. Really sorry to hear that you had to deal with all that. How are you doing now?
I'm pretty good for the most part. I just had to go through a little something, but you know.
Yeah, that's great. I'm really glad to hear that. What was the date of your diagnosis?
Around... You said the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, so I can tell you when I started taking Depo. My diagnosis was probably in 2006, November.
You said November of 2006, that's when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and put down November 01, 2006. I'm guessing you don't know the exact date, right?
I'm going to say around the 26th. Until 27th, maybe? The 27th
okay.
of November?
Yeah, I'll just put November 27th, 2006 then. And Felicia, what is your birthday?
2577.
Okay, just confirming you said 2-5, so February 5th of 1977.
Yes, 1977. Yes.
Okay. In addition, Mrs. Felicia, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or loved ones that was also injured by Depo Provera who could need some help?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. No.
Okay. Hey, don't worry about it. We always like to ask just in case. And were you using the name brand labeled Depo Provera specifically?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year?
3 years. Yes, I use it for 3 years.
Okay, gotcha. Additionally, did you get at least 4 injections during 1 year?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Gotcha, yeah. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 to the present day?
Did I use it?
Yes.
Say that again, so I'm sorry.
Did you use it between January 1st, 1992 to the present day?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start using Depo?
I started using Depo in September of 2003.
Okay. September of 2003. And then, so you used it for 3 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would assume then you stopped right around the time you were diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay. Was that also in November of 2006 when you stopped?
No. Correct. November 2006. Right.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll go ahead and put down November 01, 2006. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then the other agent did send me your first and last name here. I have it down here as Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, last name Cooks, C-O-O-K-S.
Yes.
Okay, and Felicia, do you also have a middle name?
Yes, Manjay.
Spell that for me,
I'm gonna
please.
say MONJE.
Okay. MONJE, Manjay.
Yes, it's not on my license, though, I don't believe.
Gotcha.
Don't
Okay,
believe.
but that's the middle name you go by. I'm
Yes, that's my
okay.
middle name.
Gotcha. Yeah, sometimes middle names are or aren't on licenses. I know mine is, but I know some people who do have middle names, but it's not on their license, so I think that's fine though.
Right.
Additionally, Felicia, what is your
Okay.
social?
143-685261.
Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. I heard 143-685261.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your email down here as Felicia Fayola, Fayola, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. And your phone number is 347-289-0892.
Yes.
Alrighty, am I calling you on your cell phone, Felicia, or is this a home line?
No, we're on the cell phone as of now.
Okay, and what's your address?
912 West Locust Street, Scranton, Pennsylvania, 18504.
That's Lopez Street, okay. And that's the one in, you said Scranton, PA?
Yes, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay, West Lopez Street, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Give me just a second. I'll go ahead and plug it in on Google Maps just to make sure I have it correctly.
It's LOCUST, Locust.
Oh, Locust Street. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Scranton. Okay, and that's zip code 81, or sorry, 18504.
Correct.
Okay, was there a unit or apartment number, or is this just your home?
No, it's what you call a half a double. So it's like a whole house, but I got half of it, and then somebody else have half. So it's just a house, basically. It's
Okay,
not a
gotcha.
unit.
Gotcha. Now, Felicia, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
Yes, I have the I believe Michael Kim. He's the one who did the Michael Kim. Yeah, he's the one who did the surgery.
Okay, so he diagnosed you and he also treated you as well?
The neurologist, yes.
Okay, gotcha. So you, and then I would assume that's spelled Michael, MICHAEL, and then last name Kim, KIM.
KIM, yes.
Okay, gotcha. So he diagnosed you. Okay, and what hospital was this at?
Geisinger, Medical Center.
Spell that
It
for me,
was
please.
Geisinger, G, let me see. I'm gonna make sure I spell it correctly for you, sir. GEISINGER,
Okay.
Geisinger.
And that's
Community.
the one on 100 North Academy Avenue.
Mulberry Street.
You said on Mulberry Street?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Looks like there's actually a few different ones. Let me just go ahead and check maps just to be sure.
18 Mulberry Street. That's the medical center.
Okay, gotcha. Give me just a second here. Yeah, for some reason the address isn't coming up correctly on the Google Maps. You said it's on 18 Mulberry Street?
Yes.
Okay, is it in Danville?
No, Scranton should be Scranton. I know it's one in Danville, but it should be one here in Scranton.
Oh, okay,
18
gotcha.
Mulberry.
Okay, gotcha. No, you're right. I found it. I found 1800 Mulberry Street. Yeah, I found it here. It's 1800 Mulberry Street. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then Geisinger Community Medical Center. So this is where you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Before this, did you also have any other cancer diagnosis as well?
You said before? No.
Yes. Okay. And then you said Dr. Michael Kim, he also did your surgery for your meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And was this also at Geisinger?
Yes.
Okay,
Everything was
gotcha.
pretty much all in his room.
Okay, gotcha. And then next, this is in regards to Depo Provera. Which doctor was prescribing you with your Depo?
Chelsea Devenott, my primary doctor.
You said Chelsea?
Yes, her name is Chelsea, and her last name is spelled Didonato.
Okay, and then first name I would assume is Chelsea.
Yes, correct.
Okay, Chelsea DiDonato. Okay, gotcha. And she is also in Scranton.
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. What hospital was she at or what facility?
She works at Mount Pleasant. It's the same thing as a Geisinger facility, but it's on Mount Pleasant in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull that information as well. Mount Pleasant, Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's a Geisinger Mount Pleasant lab.
Yes.
Okay, and that's on 531 Mount Pleasant Drive.
Yeah. Yes. It's all Geisinger out here, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, no
It's all
worries,
Geisinger
definitely.
connected.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I found it though, so don't worry about it. Plus Mount Pleasant Drive,
Okay.
Scranton, PA. Okay, and then that's Geisinger Mount Pleasant Lab. Okay, and then what pharmacy would you get your Depo Provera from?
The pharmacy, I wasn't getting it like that. She wouldn't do my injections.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That makes sense. So it would be the same facility. So she prescribed to you, and that's also where you got your depo shots.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll just go ahead and put for pharmacy then. I'll put Geisinger Mount Pleasant Lab. I'll put the same address as well. Okay. And now we're almost done here. Lastly, I just need to ask you, do you have any copies of medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment?
I basically called the hospital and basically asked them for it. So soon as I get it, I'll be sending it in.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Would you be able to provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay. Lastly, we're almost done here. All I need to do, Felicia, is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to you just in case something bad happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to call them. Do you have someone you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yes, I can use my son. He's 23. If that's
Okay. Does he live
okay
with
with
you or
you.
separately?
He don't live with me, but we don't live too far from each other.
Okay, and what's his name?
I see him on a daily basis. His name is Shatim, 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 and his last
Okay.
name is Nash, Nash.
Okay, perfect. And what's his phone number?
Oh, let me get it for you. It's 570.
Okay.
Oh, 309-0178. Sorry, these
No
days we
worries.
don't memorize numbers no more.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, I know maybe like my phone number and my mom's phone number, and that's probably
Right.
about it, to be honest. Okay,
But a
yes, I
few
just.
years ago, we used to know a lot of numbers.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the good thing is we don't really need to know them, you know, because it's all saved in the contacts, and so no big deal. But yeah, so I just want to confirm that's 570-309-0178.
Yes.
Okay, and do you happen
no,
to know his...
I'm sorry. Listen, sir, sorry. No, that's the wrong number. 309-1078.
You said 309-1078. And what was the first three again?
570.
Okay, 570-309-1078.
Correct.
Okay, and do you know his email address and his mailing address? If not, that's okay.
I don't know his email address, but his mailing address, you could use the same address as mine.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty, I'll go ahead and just copy and paste that. So that would be his mailing address, but you said he doesn't live with you, right?
No, well, he don't, but he has a girlfriend. You know, he's like transitioning out the house type thing. You know, he has a girlfriend he stays with. He sometimes come home, but he receives mail here.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty. Well, that makes sense then. And alrighty, so we're almost done here
you
then.
You can just say this is his primary address. You know, this is, you know, he really stayed at, but he's been staying with his girlfriend lately.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty, that makes sense then. Alrighty, so lastly, we're almost done here. All I'm going to do is I'm just going to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is basically just a list of items that we could discuss. This is just to verify that all the information that we've talked about here is correct. So I'll list off a few different things, and if anything sounds incorrect, you can go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so of course, we did already confirm that you do not have an attorney for this lawsuit. You've never signed any documents or packets of information. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera, the contraceptive. You did use the injection for at least 1 year, and during 1 year, you got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand labeled Depo-Provera, and you were getting Depo-Provera shots after January 1st, 1992.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and start drafting up some documents. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send these to myself first. That way I can check and make sure I didn't misspell anything or send or type any of your personal information incorrect. So I'm just double checking myself.
Okay.
This is just to make sure I get this done right the first time. So that way I don't have to make you sign documents again unless there's any technical issues. So give me just a moment here, and I'll go ahead and check on this and see what's going on here. Okay, I see you here, Felicia Cooks. I'm going to read off some of your personal information as well, just so you can verify it for me.
Yes.
Okay, so I see here... You live at 912 West Locust Street. That's Scranton, 18504. Okay. You were born on February 5th of 1977. And your social is 143-68-5261.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily containing a link to DocuSign. This is going to allow you to digitally sign these documents. Yes, that's correct. So this will allow you to digitally sign these retaining documents. Firstly, this states, of course, that our law partners will be representing you for this lawsuit, and it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Okay.
It's pretty easy, but if you need any help, of course, I'll be here on the line, so you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll also let you know that there's going to be some parts or some fields where it asks you specifically for just initials. Others, it will ask you for a full signature, so just make sure you're paying attention to that.
Okay, this envelope was also sent by email. To receive, don't realize that email declined to sign. Continue. Here you act on these documents. briefly electronically. I agree to use electronically. Continue. Holy macro. Just set.
Everything okay over there?
So I find.
Okay.
So I find. Start. It says select. Do I find all these areas down at the bottom, or just the one? Client.
It should be the ones that are highlighted in yellow.
Accepted by. On here. Draw your signature.
Yes.
Can I put F. Cooks, or do I need to write my name out?
If you can just sign it however you would normally sign.
Okay. I think I did okay.
Okay.
All right. Sign. Initial.
Yeah, that's where it's going to ask you for just writing your initials.
Okay, initial. Sign.
While you're doing that, I'm also going to send you a text message from a 949 number. That's my personal office number. So that way you can always contact me if case in the future you ever have any questions or concerns, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, I just sent that over. I will also send you an email. Yeah. It's a, yeah, so 949. I'll also send you an email. It's going to contain my company card and my contact card as well.
Okay. It says you're done signing. Do I hit continue?
Yes, hit continue.
Start sending.
Okay, perfect.
Today.
Yeah, that's just asking you if you want to create an account for DocuSign. That's optional. You don't have to if you don't want to. But you're finished now, so
okay.
Let me go ahead and just check to make sure this is all getting processed correctly. Okay, I see your signature there. Looks good. And I see your initials. Looks good as well. And already, that's perfect. Okay, so thank you for your time, Felicia. That's all I needed from you today. From here on out, I'm just going to let you know, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next day or next several days or next week or so. It's very important that you answer that call, because until they verify your information, only then will they be able to start working on your case, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, you just make sure you're looking out for that next phone call coming within the next week or so, and that's all I needed from you today. Did you have any other questions or concerns?
No, pretty much no.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you're free to go then.
Yep. You enjoy your weekend.
You too, Mrs. Felicia. I do wish you all the best and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.